Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. How are we today?
Hello, good.
Very good.
Very good.
What's going on, Maddie? What are you up to?
Are you about to sneeze, dumpling?
I was actually.
And bless you.
Glad to know that you wouldn't jump in there if the conversation failed.
Well, it just looked like
It looked like you were about to have a spasm.
No. How are we all?
Very good.
Yeah, I'm feeling very relaxed, actually.
Are you?
I'm really looking forward to the holiday.
Mm.
Me too. You guys are taking 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. I don't have the annual leave, so I'm only taking a week.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nothing worse than getting stuck at the end of the year with nothing. Mm. No leave.
I can understand the situation. Nobody wants that,
you know?
Yeah, it's horrible. It's a very sad time in life when that happens. Oh,
it's sad.
Oh, it is what happened to me last year.
Just ran out.
I would much prefer a long holiday at Christmas time.
I can understand that. Go hang out with your family and stuff.
Because really,
go somewhere maybe.
We have another holiday after this before Christmas, right?
That's right.
So yeah.
I'm thinking I'll just take a week now, a week then, and then I'll have 2-3 weeks with the public holidays over Christmas.
Clever. Clever, man.
Yeah. I like your where you're going with it.
Well, you kind of get like, you know, you break up the holidays. You know, there's nothing worse. You only really need a week for a little quick mid-year break. I don't think you need 2 weeks off.
I love it, though.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me more time. I'd take if I could have heaps of weeks, even unpaid, I'd take them all.
Really?
Yeah, I would have like 10 weeks off a year if it was up to me.
Well, isn't that the dream?
Even unpaid, it'd be fine.
Isn't that the dream, Crevo?
It is.
Imagine that tells that. Me that millionaire Mark really lives up to the name.
I don't. I just like my time off. I really love having days off, weekends off, week holidays, even just at home.
How many years did you work weekends here at the station before you like told them to get fucked?
Years. Like 4 years.
So you feel like, as an employee here, that you've earned the right to not work weekends.
I know
I
have.
If you don't want.
Yeah, that's part of it. But also, I just don't enjoy it like I enjoy this show. And I really work because I enjoy that's what I'm all. If you're not enjoying your job, try and do something different.
True.
Imagine that, like, you're not really into the old music solo announcing, are you?
Not anymore. No. It was fun for a while.
I don't enjoy it anymore either.
I used to love it, you know? I still do. Like, the thought of doing it for hours annoys me. It's like the stuff during the day.
But
then when you do it, it's like,
get involved.
That's really cute.
Is it?
Yeah. No, I think it's good.
Yeah. Are we doing anything today, Jade?
You guys having lunch date?
I'm not sure.
Where are you off to? Where's your cute lunch date off to?
No,
your married couple?
I still might
your
have
secretly
some
married couple?
Secret married.
What?
I don't know. I didn't say anything.
You did. You mumbled something.
Yeah, I mumbled, but I'm just mumbling.
You're on another planet.
Just mumbling in general, that's all.
Why? What's the matter, Jade?
No, nothing.
What's up? Is it because Crevo said off the air that he didn't want to bang you?
Yeah.
Really?
No. A little bit.
Really, Jade?
I just think you need to learn more tact.
Well, here we go. This is far more interesting.
Well, it's a bit insulting. It's a hit to the ego.
So context.
But, like, it's just like...
Context. We talk a lot of shit.
We do,
just when we're like
actually.
After the show and we're sitting around.
A lot of
and
BS.
We got, we're actually, Jade said she would bang somebody. Somebody's bangable. And then
I was like, oh yeah, they're pretty bangable today.
Yeah, yeah. And then Crevo somehow got dragged into that conversation.
Somehow. And I regret ever mentioning anything.
And you said that you wouldn't bang Jade.
Because I thought, why make it? Like, why
what
make
did he say?
Things
I said,
awkward?
If it was the end of the world and we had to repopulate...
Didn't Crevo say, I'll be right?
Yeah. You were like, no thanks.
Like, I just don't want to
like,
be
how
involved.
How rude.
I just didn't want to be in. I think the no thanks was more me not wanting to be involved in the conversation. Because what a ridiculous, absurd hypothetical.
Yeah, but it's still insulting to the person that you say that to. Like, you don't say it out loud. You just say, oh, yeah, and have a laugh. Like... You know what I mean?
Oh,
let them
God.
Down gently. You don't
Sometimes you guys overthink things in the absolute extreme.
I don't.
Oh, good. So you would then. I'm a maybe.
Whatever makes you relaxed and happy, Jade.
All right, thanks. That's fine.
And I'm just so, like...
What would you actually do, though?
I'm no, not even, like, why?
That's enough for Jade. She's heard what she's wanted to
she
hear.
She heard what she wanted to hear. Yeah. Feel good about yourself, Jade. You're a beautiful woman.
I feel
woman.
Good about myself. But it's just a tact thing. Like, it's something you're yet to learn sometimes.
Think about your own situation and your own type as well. Your dream man has a mullet and is very thin.
Mm.
Jade, would you bang Crevo?
And I don't even want to entertain the chat. Why entertain the chat? Why go down the route?
Would you bang Crevo? Would you bang Crevo?
I'm not digging anything.
Well, I would, Crevo.
You would.
There you go.
End of the world situation.
You have seen each other naked before.
Well, that's true.
We haven't seen me naked.
I wouldn't say no.
That's
a compliment.
This. I love my job.
That's all you'd have to say. Jade.
I wouldn't say no.
There you go. You know what I mean? It's better than going, no, thanks.
Because in your current relationship, sorry, just
it's
let
all
me,
hypothetical.
Let me just hypothesize.
It doesn't mean it's
going to
happen.
Okay. All right, so Maddie, you want to talk more about this?
So, well, you know that I do have some weird, long-held fantasy of seeing you guys
but
get together.
But it's a joke.
Why is that?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
It's kind of a joke, but it fascinates me.
But it's like, Maddie, would I bang Maddie? Yes, I'd bang Maddie too.
Question. In your current relationship, Jade,
yeah.
You're the big spoon, right?
Yeah, I am the big spoon.
So in the world where Crevo and yourself are in a relationship, who's the big spoon, who's the little spoon?
Crevo would have to be the big spoon, I think.
You think so?
Your arm wouldn't reach around me.
Well, only because, yeah, Crevo is bigger than my man.
Do you think Crevo would be...
I love my husband. I love him to death.
Do you think Crevo would be cuddly?
Yeah, I think you've been cuddly. Well, because we've all hugged each other in this room. We've even done a group hug.
That's true.
There's nothing weird about this. It's just more about, it's got nothing to do with actual banging. It's just like, you don't insult someone like that. You just say, yeah, of course I would.
You know what they say, opposites attract.
Oh, God, here we go. You're a sicko. You know
you are. There's no one who derives more pleasure from the awkwardness of this conversation than you.
Hey,
I've never
like
seen a bigger grin on your face.
It could be like a Sonny and Cher situation. Showbiz partners for life. You could be Bert the Clearly, Bert and Patty.
You know what?
The Bert and Patty Newton.
So I've been watching this. I'm just going to cut you off right there. Who listening to this podcast even remembers or knows who those people are?
I think a lot of people would agree on me with this podcast is that you just go with it and you say, yeah, of course I would.
Okay. So there's this show that I've been watching on Netflix where they fix up people's restaurants that aren't doing very well.
Yeah.
Right? And there's this lady on the show and every time, like, because they do a beautiful transformation usually, right?
Yeah.
And they fix the restaurant and the owners of the restaurant are always very emotional. Inevitably, one of them will start crying. The lady whose job on the show is to redecorate, she can't stop grinning when they're crying. I swear to you, she gets a sick satisfaction out of it. And it's like she almost, if she could, would reach in with a cup and gather up the tears as her elixir for life. Emmy and I, when we watch it now, we'll have a joke about that. Oh, here comes the reveal. She'll be gathering up the tears and it's like clockwork. They start crying. The grin on her face is ridiculous.
I love these types of
what
shows.
What do they call them? Are they sadists?
A sadist?
Isn't that a
people
thing?
That derive like
from people's
enjoyment
pain.
From people's pain. I swear she's
you're
that.
A sadist.
What? But it'd be a happy relationship, Jay. you're assuming that you and Crevo would
so
hate each other.
About this. You've thought
it'd be a happy marriage.
You've
I'd
thought
be happy
so
for you
much
guys.
About this, haven't
I'd
you,
be
Maddie?
Happy for you guys.
What made you think about it?
I don't know. Just seeing it all started when I found out that you'd sit. The first time you met Jade was her with her boobs out, and that to me just has a story for the ages. Like just waiting to happen in there somewhere. That relationship. Speaking of those types of shows, I've been dragged into Nine Life again.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love that show.
Of an afternoon, I've been watching now I've been using the TV of an afternoon again after my old housemates moved out. So I feel more comfortable, sit out on the couch. I've been watching Nine Life, watching one yesterday called Island Hunters.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that show?
No, but I can guess what it is.
For people that are looking to buy an island, mostly in the Caribbean.
Oh, I think actually I have heard of it. I've never seen it though. What a now show. It's ringing a bell.
Oh, yesterday I was sucked in. I was yelling at the TV.
Really?
This couple were on there. Like, they were with the island guy and talking about price. Islands in the Caribbean are very cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you can buy an island for $700,000, Lux Island, infrastructure, all that jazz.
You need the boat and everything.
Yeah, but I mean, wow.
You live in an island, right?
You own an island.
I don't think I'd ever want to own my own island.
Well, these people, I couldn't believe it, were whinging about the price of an island. It just really fascinated me. And, like, it wasn't just, like, an escape to the country where they're, like, picking apart a house.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting show witnessing somebody pick apart an island. Okay, now we're going over to this island now. Now, this island has no land, but as you can see, there's lots of mangroves and there's lots of structures built around it. That was really cheap. And they were like, this is in our budget, but, like, it's got no land and, like, won't rain get in? And I'm just like, oh, my God.
If you're going to buy an island, just enjoy about an island. Yeah. What was the most beautiful one that you saw on there?
Oh, fuck living in one. Like, on real talk, no electricity.
Real pain.
Yeah, there was a well that was filled with, like, live lobsters from the ocean that just swam up into it, but
that's where the joy ends.
That's where the joy ends.
You'd get
ends.
Sick of lobster too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Real quick. My friend,
I'd love to. Would you buy an island if you had the money?
I had a family friend who had one in Canada. And that was really cool.
I remember you telling me that
story. And
then
I had a friend who also lived in a place in the Hawkesbury that was only accessible by boat. Great, he said, when you're young. When you hit about, like, when you start having kids, real pain. Because, like, he said, one of the worst parts is going somewhere, like, in an emergency at night.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, trying to go to the hospital or something.
Currents.
To the doctors or whatever at night. He said, because the lights that you have on your boat, he's like, if it's a really dark night, they do nothing. He's like, the light just disappears. You can't see a thing. You're trying to start the boat. It doesn't want to start. It's raining.
Mm.
He said, there's a lot of great things about it, but those situations are awful.
Great as a holiday destination, though.
Exactly.
Like a holiday house, you know? Like, if you can create a business out of it.
Celebrities own their own islands?
Richard Branson's famous.
Celebrities own.
Did it get crushed by a cyclone or
something?
Yeah,
I think he's still rebuilding, actually. Here we go. 10 celebrities who have their own private islands. Let's see who else has one. Okay, so we've got Leonardo DiCaprio. Wow, Blackador Cay, his is called. It's an island off the coast of Belize for $1.75 million. He's been transforming it into an eco-luxury resort.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That does sound good.
Who else do we have? Oh, Shakira owns an island called Bonds Cay.
Shakira.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mel Gibson owns Mago Island. Mel Gibson.
You mean Mel Gibson?
Yeah, I said Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson.
Gibson or Gibson?
Gibson.
Gibb.
Gibson.
It sounds like you're saying Gippsland.
Oh, yeah. Julia Roberts has an island in the Bahamas. Who else we got? Steven Spielberg. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, wow.
His is called Rooster Cay.
Islands are cheap. There's a website I'm looking at right now, privateislandsonline.com, in Tonga.
Yeah.
Royal Sunset Island Resort.
Yeah.
9 acres.
Mm-hmm. $1.2 million.
$1.265 million.
So
US.
About $2 million.
That's crazy.
9 acres. Look, I think you need to be very, if you're going to do something like that, so you'd be running a resort there.
Yeah.
You have to be so resourceful.
It's the Bahamas. That's where you want. Apparently, Nicolas Cage, even Tim McGraw on Faith Hill have islands in the Bahamas.
You have to be very resourceful, very, like, clever at building things.
Richard Branson. Oh, Johnny Depp. I wonder if he kept that in the divorce.
Anyway.
Good question. Oh, you've got another island video coming up. I've got a
video up here. Imagine owning your own island. That's cheaper than buying a house in Sydney.
It's achievable.
Well, it would be. Yeah, it's not for me. You get over it. Very boring. You can't just get in your car and go to the shops.
You need to be, to have your own island, very, like, self-sufficient mentally. Like, you need to be able to be in your own company.
It's not like you're out at sea.
You wouldn't live there,
you're
though.
You're only, like a couple of kilometres off the coast. Oh, as a holiday.
You hire someone to manage it.
Oh, as a holiday spot, come and go as you like. I thought you meant to live there.
I mean, that is an option. No, but, yeah, that would get pretty fucked up.
Would you live there, though?
Couldn't live there the whole year.
Could do 3 months at a time. Like, 3 months, I think.
That'd be nice. Because there was that guy who was, like, big on the stock exchange or something, or a banker here in Australia. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
And then he bought, like, something went wrong and he bought an island off Queensland and he lives there by himself, Robinson Crusoe style.
Oh, really?
What's that? Sorry?
The air. Oh, sorry.
It's over there. He lives there Robinson Crusoe style by himself, long hair. He occasionally journalists go over and meet him.
Wow.
And he makes his own beer. He catches his own fish.
How good.
He looks like sort of a, you know, like that guy, what was his name who did that Living on an Island with Wilson, the volleyball guy?
Tom Cruise. I couldn't tell you.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. He looks like that guy. Quite amazing.
Oh, wow. Well, island. We can dream.
Yeah, yeah.
We can dream.
Maybe we could buy one together.
We all? An island. Yeah, I could do that with you guys.
Yeah, $750 each.
I could do anything with you guys. Let's just, you know, put that out there.
Okay.
My headphones are playing up. All sorry, right. I gotta go.
Wrap it up. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Enjoy the podcast.
Can we go now?
Shut up! I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Maddie, and Crevo.
What else? This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What's your dream car?
Well, I'd probably buy another Valiant.
You're living in the memories there, Michelle. You had some fun in that car, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Morning, everyone. How are we today?
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Very good, very good.
Excellent. It's so cold this morning, isn't it?
Crazy.
If Maddie didn't call me today, I would have slept through. I wouldn't be here. Because I was so snuggly. I just didn't hear any of my alarms because I was just gone. And then Maddie called and I was like, oh, okay, I'm coming.
Lady of leisure.
Hold on, I'm coming.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to set alarms.
He's got you.
I love the cold weather. It's so good. Just a nice change, you know. And I love that I can wear my jackets again.
Yeah,
I
mean, your I never really stop.
You just wear them outside.
No, I have different levels of jackets. I have really warm jackets and like just casual jackets you can wear. This is quite good.
Jackets.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yes.
Guess what?
What?
UFOs are real, apparently.
Oh, here you go.
No, I've always known that.
Well.
Oh, right. Science is jam.
Crevo, ever the skeptic, rolling his eyes into the back of his head.
We've never found them.
Oh, they're out there.
The US Department of Defense have confirmed that some videos that were leaked a couple of years ago are, in fact, unidentified flying objects.
Ooh.
They're investigating it. I've got more details next.
They're here, guys. They're among us.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Guys, UFOs are real. I love this story from the Lad Bible overnight. Apparently, guys, the Pentagon has confirmed they are investigating 3 separate videos filmed between the years of 2004 and 2007 featuring, yes, UFOs.
Well, that just means that they're unidentified. It doesn't mean that they're aliens, right?
These things, right, so they have looked into this as part of the investigation. Apparently, they are vehicles. So they're actual, like, mechanical vehicles. And 3 of the videos, all of them feature them flying in, like, a triangle shape.
Isn't that incredible?
Like, what could that possibly be?
Russia.
But they would know. I feel like they would know if Russia or China were doing some, like, cheeky spying. Like, it's a very odd thing, and they move very rapidly and very fast.
The thing is that they've gone to drone technology now anyway, so they wouldn't be having big, bulky objects
Well, that's true.
Because I think Russia and China still have a lot of money in the bank, yeah, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's cheaper for a drone.
Well, so basically, why they're so baffled about this is because of the erratic movements of the vehicles. Mm. I mean, it's unlike anything that we have here known to Earth.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe China has some fancy new technology that doesn't even look like anything we're expecting. Is that possible? Or you reckon it's definitely aliens,
I think,
Jade?
It's definitely aliens.
Oh, good. I'm glad we've sorted that out then.
100%.
Dr. Jade in the building.
Oh, we're fools if we're in denial and we don't think that anyone's beamed down to Earth at some point.
Oh, Jade, I respectfully disagree. I think, yes, the aliens may be out there, but I don't think they've ever bothered to visit us.
Well, you know what? I disagree, because you look at the megalithic structures and the pyramids and all that sort of stuff, and you've got to question the science in those, like, prehistoric days where they didn't have tools and made that stuff happen.
I'd like to believe that it is, in fact, life from another world.
Sorry, we've just got to pause for a second. Mm. Are we going back to you still believing the pyramids were built by aliens?
100%.
Well, that's a hard no from... I disagree.
No.
Not the hard labour of millions of Egyptians.
Like, they just rolled them up on... Haven't you seen all those
videos? Have you Googled
videos?
The megalithic structures around the world?
They were built by aliens.
Yeah, whatever.
A Harvard expert has weighed in on the debate after they made this announcement. And he says, of course, there are other explanations for the incident, which could include a prank or an optical illusion.
I'm going with either
of those. No, it can't be an optical illusion. That's a BS answer.
What about a prank?
No. There's a real high-tech prank there.
Putin's
is Jackson doing that, huh? He wants a high-tech prank.
At some point, like, a prank, you got to go, ha-ha. Like, it's been going for a while. I couldn't keep it in.
Yeah, well, that's just you. You blurred out a prank as it's happening.
I'm going to show you guys a picture. Literally, it's very dark and it's very hard to see. It actually looks like a
bird.
No, it kind of looks like a flying saucepan lid. It's got like the little handle there and a disc shape.
Like a stingray.
Of the sky.
Well, no, just on this topic and scooting past this article, one of the astronauts from NASA's actually come out saying that they did see UFOs when they were on the International Space Station, but they weren't allowed to discuss it.
I feel like Donald Trump would have leaked this information.
Yeah.
If it did really exist, he couldn't keep it to himself.
No, because I think all the world leaders get together in a secret group and they... No, real talk. Because the thing is that if we announce all of a sudden these UFOs, people would just go crazy. Look, it'd be like the movie Independence Day. There'd be big mass gatherings in, what's that desert over in Area 51, and there'd be bonfires everywhere. And then they'd be praising to a new god. You know what I mean?
I believe that
This conversation has turned
but
really
cool. But I
don't
believe any of that.
Like, I actually... It's unredeemable now.
You know what we should do?
Lads versus lasses.
Oh, right.
My God, Jay.
If you want to come... I think
secret societies.
100%. Anyway.
You know what? I feel like we learned a lot about your personality there and zero about an apparent possible UFO sighting. You know what, though? If you want to come back down to Earth with us...
Ooh, I like that one.
13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl for our ultimate battle of the sexes. I believe there's Knights passes up for grabs.
Yeah, the Sharks are taking on the Knights this weekend.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our very own Battle of the Sexes game. It runs all year, and I can't believe it. We're finally tying.
Oh, we clawed our way back, Jade. Sorry,
darling. Damn it.
At one point, we were like 7 points behind there, which is super scary.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. Must be some rigged questions.
You know, we all have our days as the opposite sex, don't we?
That's so true. But, of course, this will be running all year. Major, major competition. Today, though, you can win yourself a family pass to go and watch the Knives live in person.
Yeah, boo.
You know what?
Sharks.
10 points for really making this game sound bigger than what it actually is, Grevo.
Well, what do you mean?
major competition.
Do we have many other all year competitions aside from what's major?
That is true.
Also coming up later in today's show.
All right, we're going to our last this morning, Alison. She's 39 from Cooks Hill. She does believe in UFOs, but has never seen one. Her favourite smell is freshly baked bread, and if she had to be a hero or a villain for just one day, she would choose to be a hero. Hello, Alison.
Hello, how are you?
Good. So if you were this hero, what would your superpower be?
I think I'd want to move things, like with my mind or...
Ooh,
oh, that's cool.
That is cool. Yeah. Like a bit of a Matilda vibe.
Hey, Alison, have you ever been asked this many cooked questions before 7 a.m?
No.
Add that one to the list.
All right. Well, let's see if we can win you these tickets and, of course, win it for our sex, Alison. Question number one. What is the brand Nippies known for making?
Nippies. Oh, Nippies. Oh. Oh, God.
No good.
Sorry. Iced coffee.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, apparently.
Where do they sell nippies?
Any servo?
Oh, I've never heard of nippies.
It comes in like a popper-style box.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a bit old school.
Oh, I know the
you
one.
Know
yeah,
nippies,
I know nippies. Nobody's buying nippies.
Lads.
Here we go. Question number two.
Okay, what are Air Jordan 1s?
Cheese.
Yes. Good. One on the board.
And the final question is, WesTrac Cat are known for making what? WesTrac.
Some kind of equipment?
Yeah, a little bit more. Think
tires?
No.
Nah, sorry.
Bulldozers and heavy machinery.
Good.
Hey, Alison, people have won on 1 point before. Just hold the line. Let's meet our lad this morning, guys, fighting for these night's tickets. His name is Nick, 38, from Rutherford. He believes in UFOs but has also never seen one. His favourite sound is rain on a tin roof and thinks the 5 second rule when dropping food on the ground is totally fine. I could not agree more. Hello, Nick.
Good morning, all.
Good
Hello.
Morning, sir. Okay, let's do this, man. You need two to walk away with the win today. Here we go. Question number one for you. How many times has Britney Spears been married? Multiple choice. Is it A1, B2, or C3?
Two.
Correct.
Is correct. Good job.
Well done.
All right, this one for the win. Threading is a beauty procedure generally used on which part of the face? Threading.
Say that again, sorry.
Threading is a beauty procedure generally used on which part of the face?
Hair removal on your eyebrows.
Correct.
You got it.
Yeah.
You win.
You are going to the Knights game.
Yeah, family pass to the Knights and the Sharkies at home this weekend, mate. Enjoy.
That's the way. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
You're
guys.
Welcome.
Oh, good job. Oh,
nice
thank you.
Another one
How
for the
good.
Guys.
Fun day at
Fun
again.
Into the lead.
Yeah.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? Guys, great Guinness World Record awarded to a Japanese woman, 90 years old, has worked at the same company since 1956. She's earned the record as the world's oldest office manager.
Wow. Now that's kind of amazing.
Working at 90, she looks good, not a day over 70.
Yeah, pretty amazing to see that. And sometimes you do work at an office and you think, God, that person's been there forever.
Well, there is
like
always
a bit of a relic.
Yeah,
you
like
know?
I put it nicely, Grevo.
Well, geez. Everyone's worked at a place where you go, that person's a bit of a relic.
Well,
right?
You know what? So funny you should say that, right? My, I guess my father-in-law's mum, she was actually the office lady when I was in primary school doing the accounts. She's still there. I'm 35. I went there, like, when I was in primary school. So she's been there, like, almost probably, 50 years?
That's pretty amazing.
So I worked with a guy at the paint shop, right? He got some record. His name was Con.
Mm.
He was working at the shop until he was 94 years old. is the crankiest
serious?
Man you've ever met in your entire life, and I understand why. If I was still working at 94, I'd be really bitter.
Did he have really a upset. Choice, or did he have debts to pay?
No, he just loved work, like it kept him alive.
Yeah, that's what they say. Always keep doing something.
Do you know what? Work made him leave. Obviously, there were some issues.
Oh, workplace health and safety.
Yeah.
He
passed away 12 months later.
I'm not surprised by that.
He used to travel, right? So the shop, just to give you some context, was in like the city centre in Sydney. And he lived in Campbelltown, which is like maybe like an hour train ride away. So right out west. So he would come every single day on the train from Campbelltown to Central.
It's like 2 hours get to work.
Oh, bless his heart. That's really sad.
Well, he put this on Facebook. And wow, I knew it. There's heaps of people. So next, what we're doing on 13 10 09, do you know a really old person that's still working?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13 10 09 this morning, what we are doing. Do you know a really old person that's still working? So, guys, this office manager over in Japan, 90 years old, and she's got the world record for the oldest office manager ever.
Good on her.
We're just chatting around the team. We all seem to know somebody that's really old and still working, and I think they need to sort their lives out and retire ASAP. Too old to be working.
No, it gives you purpose. So, my father-in-law's mum, who I just said I went to school. She was the office manager.
Yeah.
She's in her 70s now.
Yeah.
And the thing is that her husband passed. Her kids are all grown up, living their own lives. She's still, living by herself at home. She enjoys going to work. It gives her something to do.
You know what I mean?
It keeps them going.
But each to their own. I mean, look, if you get to that age and you still have to drag your sorry ass to work every day, I'm sorry, but you need to stop. Enjoy the twilight years of your life.
You know what I'm gathering from this?
Matty's gonna retire early.
Yeah,
55, I reckon. Old school retirement.
Crevo.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the age that you'd like to retire?
50.
Don't laugh at me.
Actually, you know what? I reckon I'll work forever.
No, Crevo wants to retire by the age of 50.
Not in a professional manner. Tune. You'll just be doing buy, swap, and sell from your garage.
Oh, no.
It's not really work.
Oh, actually, you know what? I think I want to have my own business, but I'll be just managing it sort of thing.
I want to do that forever. Flip-flop Crevo yet again.
No. Secret plans you haven't told us about.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to Mary. Hey, Mary.
Morning, how are you all?
Hello,
hey, good morning. Tell us, do you know a really old person that's still working?
Yeah, my father, but I don't classify him as really old. Like, he's 81 this year, but he's very, very fit.
Well, 80 really is the new 70 when it comes to work, because I know somebody that is 80 that still works as well.
So, what does he do for a job?
He's a painter.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
That is incredible.
He must have had some injuries over his time.
Yeah, last year he had a terrible fall. He fell off a scaffold and broke 12 ribs.
Oh!
Fractured his lungs. But he's back on the job.
Wow.
See, most people, Mary, after something like that at his age, would go, you know what, it's time to give it up.
Props to him for getting
back up on the ladder. Wow.
Do you ever tell him it's time to retire, Dad?
Yeah, I've told him numerous times he's a dickhead.
Perfect.
Probably keeps him going, though, to be fair.
Thanks, Mary.
Shall we meet our next caller? Corey. Hey, Corey, how you doing?
Good, how you guys going?
Really good. So tell us, do you know someone really old that's working?
Well, two people. One's my dad, the other's my nan.
Your nan's still working. How old's she?
So my nan is about to turn 85, and she's still working with the RFS.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Just doing what, like, the logistics.
Oh, I was going to say, she's not jumping on the truck when there's a call issue. I mean, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah, she's like, makes all the fireys their food and stuff like that.
Oh, bless her. That's sweet.
Very cute.
All I can't get out of my mind, though, is your granny with a big old fire hose in her hands. Like, it's just...
over her shoulder. Like, let's go, boys.
Sliding down the pole.
Oh, thanks, Corey.
Thanks, Corey. Appreciate that.
All right. Time traveler chat, guys.
Isn't it that time?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Well, we're going down that avenue this morning on the show. But you're not going to believe this. There's this time traveler who's claimed he knows when the Earth will end. We have to talk about this.
This is a big call and a big story, which I tend to believe.
I can't.
It's really the paranormal hour here on the show.
It's sort of unbelievable.
I love it.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we're talking time travelling right now, Jade. We have to go back
in time. So a time traveller has claimed to have revealed the day of the end of the world, guys.
Big claim.
Can we also just pause for a moment on the fact that you're just instantly, he says, I'm a time traveller, you're just calling him a time traveller.
Yeah.
No one travels through time.
Look, for all those people that aren't skeptics like you, Crevo.
Yeah, yeah, okay, all right.
Jade.
I'm open-minded.
For a second.
The big reveal, can you please tell us the date the world will end?
Okay, so don't panic. It's not all bad news. The end of the Earth is on July 6th, 2788.
Oh, we're fine then. It's totally fine.
You got nothing to worry about if you believe this particular conspiracy.
Apparently, it's happening by a gigantic meteoroid.
Oh, what a hemorrhoid.
Meteorite?
Well,
they haven't spelt it that. They've
spelt
it
meteorite?
No, they've spelt it meteoroid in this article.
This lends more...
I swear to God, it says
scientific leaning.
Please double check that. I swear to God, it says meteoroid.
Yeah, it does.
See? Wasn't just me, everyone.
Maddie, can we have a smart person just chime in here for a second? Is meteoroid a word?
Meteoroid is absolutely a word.
Yeah, there you go, Jade. You're fine.
See,
thank you.
Thank you. You know what? Why do I always get doubted on this show? It's BS.
I don't know. Well, you do have your own language most of the
time. But that is legitimate. Anyway, by the time we've successfully managed to civilize, by the time that the end of the world occurs in 2788, apparently, we've successfully managed to civilize on Mars, the Moon, and many other planets. So, I guess.
So, it's okay.
Well, they're saying, this time traveler is saying that the life will go on.
Just on those planets.
Which is comforting to know, isn't it?
Maddie from the newsroom, while you're still there, do you believe this time traveler? / if there is a time traveler?
Look, I mean. No. I think if you can't just say that this is going to happen, like, you know, 700 years in the future. Like,
the thing is, right, though, when you think about it, he can never be proven wrong.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, until that year, and by that time, everyone, you've forgotten about.
I'll say you've forgotten about tomorrow. This guy just features in a Daily Mail article or something, right?
What do you reckon time travellers get?
Paid.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know
I mean? This is a real good paid position.
$89,990 plus super.
Like, unless this guy's just having a lull, right, and he's working in spend less shoes somewhere around the country, right, surely he'd be getting free stuff from people who believe that he is actually a time traveller. So he must be getting some
perks. If you employed this man, would you fire him?
Yes.
If you come out with all of this?
I don't think you can.
I don't think you legally can.
No, it's discrimination.
Okay. I'd work out another way because I don't want that sort of cooked person working in my flat office.
Oh, well, 700 years from now?
Yeah, you've got absolutely
we'll be long
nothing
gone.
To worry about.
Not our problem.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is awesome.
Now, I should like to have you meet who pilots this here and I'll band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You can dream, that's okay. It's not my fault you're unhappy in your marriage.
Is that what deep down is happening here? You wish Maddie was straight so you guys could date.
A bit of wishful thinking, manifestation.
Yeah, okay, look, it's all about me, okay?
This is The Novos.
New FM. What makes the
world go. Oh, don't we know it?
Hello.
It's all about me. Hey, guys, our beer, our flood relief beer, is still on sale. Just reminding you, if you haven't gotten a case yet, please do so. We are raising money for flood relief victims. 13 1009. We do have our special offer still in place. 5 cases for $350, and we'll give you a plug on the air. Mm-hmm. Hit up producer Jackson on 13 1009. If you want to buy a case, though, Styx Brewery, STYX.com.au.
Delicious craft beer. Yeah. Pale ale. Ben loves it. He was actually sad last night. He had his final one. And he was like, oh.
Did you keep the cans?
No. I kept it. Actually, Ben peeled the sticker off.
Oh, there you go.
And he put it on the back of his mobile phone between the phone and the phone case.
Good promotion.
Husband's a super fan.
Yeah, what's great about it, if you buy a case, the whole $70, so you pay $70, the whole $70 goes to people who have lost their everything in the floods.
Yeah, you know, so dig deep for a good cause.
It is really good cause. Up next, though, it's What's My Age Again? So this is where you call up on 131009 and try and fool us with your voice, and we try and guess your age based on a couple of lifestyle questions.
Crevo, you're in front.
Yeah, doing quite well in the competition.
12 stars. I'm on 8. Jade, you're on 10. 7. Oh, I am too. Great.
I'm on 7.
Jade's trailing behind.
Yeah, I'm a loser at this
13,
game.
10:09, if you want to play What's My Age Again with us, up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
If you only knew what Jade was saying right before that song ended that distracted me, wow.
Oh, what's that? It's my
dirty
fault.
Dirty girl.
My fault that the music winded down so fast.
You shouldn't have edited that song. Well, it's time to play this. Of course, very simple. Around the team, we each meet contestants and try and guess your age based on a couple of questions for an ongoing year-long competition. I am actually winning for once in my life in this,
aww,
I think.
12 points.
12 points. Pretty good. Closely followed by Maddie on 10. Jade, you got a ways to go. You're
measly
on seven
points
at the moment, right? It's a lot of year to go.
Only one in the single digits. How sad.
Okay, guys, the rules for this game, the closest without going over gets the point. Here we go. Let's meet Gary. Hey, Gary.
How you going, guys?
Hey, going well, Gaz. All right, question one for you. Have you ever owned do you hate getting called Gaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No, I like being called Gaz.
Oh, good.
Who called
him
Gaz?
Me?
You?
I just called him Gaz. Yeah. question one. Too. Have you ever owned a TV that wasn't a flat screen, Gaz?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Question number two for you. Do you own a coffee machine in your house?
No.
All right.
Gary, I reckon you've got a deep voice. I'm going to just say 39.
Yeah, that means nothing. Okay, Gaz, I reckon you are 28.
Crevo. I think you are 40.
How old are you?
None of you are right.
How old are you?
35. So you split the difference.
35?
So,
Maddie
was closest.
Yeah.
She said 39, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah,
she said 39. Yes, one
so point Maddie for gets me. It's closest without going over. Thanks
good
for
job.
Playing, man.
Thanks, Gaz. Appreciate that.
Time to meet Chris up next.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, how you going? Good, how are you?
Excellent. All right, question number one for you. Do you buy budget or designer undies?
Budget.
Budget. All right, Jade.
Yeah, me too. Nothing wrong with that. $2. that's how cheap mine are, a pair. All right, do you own a clock radio?
Yes.
Okay, Chris, I think you are 37 years old, Crevo.
I'm going to go 38.
I'm going to go 39.
Oh, you're also kind. 44.
Yes, I
win.
One
for Jade.
Oh, one for the good job, Jade. Thanks, Chris.
Well played.
All right, Jade, let's go to Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
How are you guys?
Good. Are you a menace, Dennis?
well, Mum used to say I was.
Oh, yes, you sound like a darling. Okay, your first question. What types of fruit do you have in your house?
Fruit. Bananas.
I love bananas.
All right, another question for you. Here we go, Dennis. Have you ever purchased cask wine?
Yes.
Ooh, I think you are 41.
Jade?
Oh, no, I'm going to go with, 42.
I think you are 53, Dennis.
43, guys.
Yes!
Oh, another one for Jade. Oh, my
good
God,
job.
She's
Thank
clawed her way back
Thanks,
into that.
Dennis.
I love that game. Oh, well, let's have a look at the leaderboard now.
So I'm now on 9. Maddie, you're on 11. And Crevo, you're still leading
well.
On 12.
No, good job.
interesting bit of a change of position there.
Yeah, thanks for playing. Yeah, thanks, change of position. What's the goss with producer Jackson coming up?
No, Jade, Maths is coming up next. Johnny, on the show last night, you big said... commitment ceremony. No,
he said 8:20.
You did say 8:20.
Oh, is it 7:20 or 8:20, Jackson?
7:20.
Yeah, see, I knew.
Oh, okay.
I knew.
You just said it wrong.
You just said it wrong earlier, but that's okay. We are going to be joined by Johnny from Married at First Sight, which is pretty cool. Big scandals on the show, and apparently he's an actor.
Well, yeah. Well,
so we're going to ask him.
Final vows last night, Johnny and Kerry, such a sweet couple. Oh, God, if I could only find a man like that.
Well, you hope it's not, he's not acting, but well, apparently he is.
Apparently.
It's a rumour.
Article out today that him and Kerry are still in a relationship and looking at starting a family. So we'll find out about that from Johnny next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maths, guys, is heating up the final vows last night. And Johnny joins us right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, Johnny. Good, thank you.
How are you, man?
Oh, good. It was a big night last night, but, yeah, it's nice. We're getting a lot of love, which is always nice, and we're super privileged.
It's so cute. You and Kerry, oh, my God. Like, that was the cutest moment ever. You guys in that garden. It's just so romantic. I heard this morning you guys still together, still happy. What's the go?
Yeah, look, I think I can drop a bomb now. We're definitely together. Very much happy and together, and you know, watching back last night was super surreal because we've never actually seen that footage before, so that was the first time we got to see it. So we had a lot of friends and family around us, so it was super, super surreal.
So you're gonna have an actual wedding anytime soon?
That's the big question.
That's the bomb you want, don't you?
Come on,
yeah, come on, Johnny,
give us some juice, Johnny.
Give us some juice.
Oh, God, you guys crack me up.
Well, because, Johnny, obviously there was that rumour that you were actually a paid actor who was asked by Channel 9 producer to go on the show. Are you an actor behind the scenes? Like, that's your profession?
I wish I was a paid actor, to be honest, especially during these times. I'm a theatre producer first and foremost, and I have done some acting work depending on if I suit the role and a director wants me in a show. You know, often ask me and I'll do an audition. So I have done one or two shows professionally, but in terms of being a paid actor for Channel 9 is absolute horse crap.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
That was not true.
All of these rumors just get around, and obviously, you know, have to ask the question.
You having been acting fuels the fire, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, the fact, like, it's like, even if my profession was solely to be an actor, I mean, is an actor not allowed to fall in love? Are they not allowed to
exactly
reality?
Right.
Well, I guess it just puts question marks on, you know, if what you're doing is genuine. You know what I mean? Because a lot of, like, Bryce, for instance, we all know he just wants fame on the show, so...
Yeah.
There's some people go into it for the wrong reasons, Johnny.
Exactly right. And I think when you're an actor, a lot of people that are actors, they try and constantly build on their profile. I didn't come in there to get a career change. I actually, you know, I'm ultimately, you know, when I get asked to be an actor in a show, performance or a show, it's something that... I haven't, you know, I don't outwardly put myself out there for it. It's something that if I'm fit and I'm right for the show, I'll do it. It's not something that I've outwardly looked for. So,
you're not sure if you're going to get married anytime soon behind the, like, in real life, you know, make it all official to the government. But what about, you know, babies and stuff like that? Have you guys talked about that?
Oh, gosh. Did you guys see the cover of New Idea, Baby Joy or whatever, the headline?
Yeah.
Gosh. So, look, I mean, I can confirm right now that Kerry is not pregnant and that's not happening just yet.
Okay.
But it is something that we definitely, have talked about and that we would love to one day have a family of our own.
That's so good, man. And, like, another question for you. Do you think on the outside world you would have gone for Kerry and likewise?
Actually, that was something that we spoke about on the show that never made airtime.
Yeah,
interesting.
I definitely would have approached Kerry. She's literally someone that I would usually go for, you know. She's... it's weird. Like, I don't like to think I have a type, but
I definitely seem to have, I go for girls that have like tan skin and they're outdoors and, you know, who love, you know, she's all about being the beach and being outdoors under the sun, which is exactly what I sort of like, love as well. So, I definitely would have gone Kerry. After she saw my dance moves in the experiment, she was like, there's no way I would have approached you on the outside.
Because hey, you guys are locked in, go for it.
Out of curiosity, because you were the intruder couple as well, do you think it's why you guys may have lasted on the show is because you were the intruders and there wasn't all the craziness with
the initial stuff?
With the initial stuff at the beginning with the other couples, you're sort of separate. Was it hard to, you know, sort of come in and mingle with them? Do you reckon you've had a better chance because you were intruders as being successful?
I actually think the opposite. I think it's actually harder to create a relationship going into an experiment where it's all sort of falling apart. If you notice that week that we entered, a lot of the couples or the stronger couples were starting to break down and they were all starting to express and throw their problems and dramas on everyone else. So walking in on that was really intimidating. And I guess in a sense, you're probably right. We it sort of brought us together a little bit more because these people are random to us. So we've seen them for the first time and they're all having pot shots at each other and we sort of were like, whoa, and we sort of just cradled each other.
Yeah, we form an alliance.
Oh, Johnny, the pair of you are absolute sweethearts. I think you've come across so well on the show. For all those single people out there, tell us all, what are your top two tips to finding love?
The first one, and something I learned on this show, was to be vulnerable. Like, don't be afraid to express how you feel. I think that was the biggest thing for Kerry and I was that we were just so open to how we were feeling. Like, if something upset each other, one of us, we would address it straight away.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that we spoke about. Like, I mean, even the ex thing, like, the second night, we opened up the communication, you know, portal straight away. So, communication and be vulnerable.
Oh, good stuff, man. You were great on the show. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it. There he is, Johnny from MAFS. And MAFS does continue, guys, 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. It's so good. I'm obsessed with it.
It's coming to the...
I've become that person.
To the home straight, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
UFM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I love the internet because I hear lovely stories like this, guys. There's a man over in the UK who's searching for two Aussie guys. He hasn't seen them in over 35 years. They actually helped mail this gentleman back to Wales from Australia after he moved here.
What?
So this guy moved here for work, hated the country, couldn't afford to go home. So him and his mates come up with this scheme to mail him home in a box.
And it did work. Yeah.
They put him in a box and they mailed him home. There was an interception, though. He did get caught. He was put on a flight. But he actually spent, like, I think 15 hours in this box.
What?
Under the plane. This is crazy.
Crazy story. I've got more details next, but this is truly one of the best stories of the year.
New FM.
The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We've got a great story right now from over in the UK. Guys, a pensioner from Cardiff is looking, not the Cardiff here, over in the UK, is looking for two Irishmen who helped him escape Australia by mailing him off in a wooden crate. Now, Brian Robson was 19 years old when he decided to go ahead with a stupid plan to get home to Wales after he was homesick. This is like almost 40 years ago. Couldn't afford the plane ticket home. So his mates come up with this harebrained idea to put him in a crate and send him like mail in cargo. Didn't work out too well for him. After 18 hours in the box, he thought he landed back at home. He didn't. He was over in LA, so he was put on a flight that like just kept getting diverted. US custom officials opened this box. So they find him, and they thought he was like a spy.
Like an international spy.
What a crazy, like, adventure to go on
so
unwittingly.
He ended up getting shipped back to Australia, did he? Or to London? Where'd he go?
So basically when he got to LA, right, they've cracked it open and they've gone, they've questioned him, obviously. They thought, oh my God, this is an international spy, and they put him on a flight back home. But he's now searching for his two mates that put him in the box to say thank you to them. He doesn't know where they are. They're known as Paul and John. I mean, couldn't
get more generic names.
Two more common names.
Well, I guess back then, you'd have to stay in touch by mail.
But just like, what an ordeal, right? So the box was the size of a bar fridge.
At points
during the journey, he said he was extremely cold, extremely hot, couldn't breathe, several blackouts, and at one point, he was stored upside down for at least 8 hours. Imagine what that must have felt like. In that box, he did bring a torch and a pillow, so, you know, make himself a little bit more comfortable.
Jeez, that's wild. I mean, just to think, who would think that's a good idea? That's what I want to know.
Well, I guess if you're broke and you just want to go home and you're not enjoying yourself to the country you've moved to.
So risky to, like...
It is a risk.
You could have died.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, Jay. No,
well,
it's just a really good
most of the time they pressurize it, but it would have been very cold because the pilots can control the climate down underneath the
Well, interesting though. Uh-huh. So he also had two bottles in his box, which you might be wondering, how did he go to the bathroom?
One in, one out.
Wow.
But he wants to buy these guys a beer that got him home, so he didn't end up having to pay for the flight at all.
Well, that's a lucky win, I guess.
So you didn't get any fines or anything?
No, he got off scot-free, Jade.
Jesus.
Scot-free.
Really
times
lucky.
Are different. Imagine border security these days than finding a man in a box.
That'd be on that show.
You'd be put in prison and you'd never see the light of day again.
Well, apparently a movie is in development on this guy and his ordeal.
I would definitely watch that. Because there's been a lot of, like, examples of people who have tried to stow away on planes.
It actually happens a lot in Africa and they don't make it. Which is very sad.
Yeah, that's very sad. It's happened all around the world, actually.
Well, it's true.
People try and get up in the wheel well and try and...
They run. No joke. They'll jump the fence at the airport. They run to the plane.
They climb
up the wheel and hope for the best.
But it goes up.
Yes.
A freeze to death.
Well, some people do and some people don't.
Some people survive, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
But that's a risk if you want a new life in a different country. And
I'm going to say don't do that.
Definitely
not. I know
you're
saying it's a risk and you might get a life in a new country.
Yeah, but we're blessed. We're very lucky to be born in this country.
Yeah.
Some people don't have that luxury.
Never do that, kids, if you're listening.
Don't do it. Why would you want to? Why would you want to leave our shores?
Some people might want a life in a new country.
That's true. Birthday Lotto up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so this is the easiest way to win money in Nui. $600 up for grabs this morning, which is awesome. And right now, we are looking for the month of February. If you were born in that month, 13-10-09 for your chance to win $600 right now.
All right, we'll do it next in UFM. Good morning.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is...
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
We don't make you jump through hoops or answer questions or do a quiz. Just be born and you can play, right? So easy.
Well, not for this. I mean, we do that sometimes.
No, but not for this. Not for the money prize, right? If you want the money, that's the easy one, right? All you got to do is be born. February babies is who we're looking for right now. $600 on the line.
Ooh.
She's start to creeping up.
Yeah, we're going to Kim right now. She's from Maryland. She's a teacher's aide. She is a typical Aquarius, loyal and caring. And the strangest thing she has ever eaten is dried up ants. Hello, Kim.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. So where have you eaten dried up ants?
We were on holiday in Echuca and they had it at like this, it was like a mini Questacon type thing and they had some bush tucker you could try.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Kim, what do ants taste like? I have heard that they taste a little bit like lemon.
Yeah, maybe. They sort of had like a birdly type taste. There wasn't much. There was just sort of like that little bit of crunch to it.
Very nice. I like the idea of crunchy ants. Hey, how was Echuca? Like, did you go on one of those steam ferries that go down the river?
We certainly did. And I absolutely loved it. It's been a dream for years to go to Echuca because I loved that Australian miniseries, All the Rivers Run.
Me too. Have you read the book? Yeah.
No, I haven't read the book.
You should read the book. It's really good, but I'm with you.
Oh, fun.
All right. I really hope you win this, Kat.
What the hell is Echuca?
Echuca. It's on the Victoria side. It's the Echuca River, yeah?
Yeah, so it's where the paddle steamers used to bring up the trade goods.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And
having a look at the paddle steamers used to go up there.
Yes, yeah. I'm having a look at some now.
It's really cool.
And like an old-timey gambling boat.
But they did a mini-series, All the Rivers Run, with Sigrid Thornton, and it's based off a great Australian novel, and you should give it a go if you ever have a chance, because it's great.
Come on board.
Anyway.
Come and bet your house away. Talk about it forever.
But I really hope you're born on the 22nd of February.
No.
Oh, bummer.
Jade had to stop talking 3 seconds earlier. You knew. She could have gotten another ball.
Oh, sorry, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Echuca chat.
Thanks,
though. It's really cool.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I would like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Those glasses.
Oh, yeah, guys, my new glasses have arrived.
Honestly, it looks a bit like you've robbed the gift bag at a children's party.
And I love it. Jokes.
No joke.
The Novos.
New FM. Makes the
world go. Oh, do you know what? Jade and I have just hit a brand new level in our relationship. She just asked me to look after her dogs on the weekend.
That's big. Because wow. They're like your kids.
They are. They're my children. My fur babies, I should say.
I've got another friend visiting on the weekend who has a baby chihuahua.
Oh!
A little pup.
Yep.
I don't think I can deal with 4 chihuahuas at home.
You'll be okay. You'll love it.
In your apartment.
Oh, to be mauled by a pack of cheese. That's heaven.
I think you need to ask somebody else.
Cuddles, lickies.
Sorry, though. I don't want the responsibility. Imagine if one of them died.
Yeah, something
you would
wrong.
Never forgive me.
Don't say that.
Oh, imagine if they did. Like, would you, real talk, would you forgive me if one of them passed?
It depends how. From neglect? It's on.
Can I give you some advice, Maddie?
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Why don't you ask Creva?
Why don't you do it?
No, because I don't want the responsibility either. I don't want the responsibility
how
either.
Rude. I volunteered to babysit your dog, Molly, before.
Yeah, and I've always sorted out another way for her to be looked after.
You don't like the having to do the favours in return. If I look after your dog, you have to look after mine. It's you'll feel about, obligated.
No, it's not about that. It's your, like, having 3 dogs is a big responsibility.
They're tiny.
It's not about how much space they take up. It's about that, like, you know, it's a lot having to deal with all of them. Like, if something goes wrong, I'd be too worried.
Good, the heat's on you.
And you're a godfather of someone's child.
Very different.
Well, guys, a woman who bought her nephew a winning lottery ticket is causing a stir on the internet because she has asked him for some of the prize money. So she's been doing it tough and she thought, well, you know what? He's won just over 50 grand.
Yeah.
Fair bit of dosh. She got laid off with COVID and now she's thinking, oh, I want to hit him up for some money. And basically people are saying he should have offered it in the first place. No, you don't get to ask him that because you bought him the lotto ticket. It's his money. He's not, you know, shouldn't have to feel like if you ask him that he owes you anything.
Oh, he should have given her some money. If you buy somebody a lotto ticket or a scratchy and they win big cash, you should give them something. Just as a rule, I don't think you should have to ask. Get 10%.
I'm sorry, Maddie. I think you're wrong. If you give somebody a lotto ticket, it's theirs. Like,
it's the right thing to do.
Once you give it, that's it. You no longer have any rights to any of the money.
Well, because you think it ruins friendships too,
I
don't
do.
You?
I think if you give a large amount of money to anyone, it ruins friendships.
Crevo, if I got you a lotto ticket and you won $5 million cash, are you saying to me that you wouldn't give me a sniff of your oily rag?
Nah, not a cent.
Wow!
No, because you've given me the ticket. If you wanted the ticket, you should have kept the
ticket.
Shame
on you.
Shame, Bell.
No, I think if you give people big money, it actually ruins friendship.
Unwritten rule.
This
10%.
Is the debate. 13-10-09, do you share the lotto win if you buy someone the lotto ticket?
Nah, you guys are crazy if you think that's the right thing to do.
I think you should give them some money.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13-10-09, big debate this morning. Right or wrong, should you share a lotto win if you buy somebody a ticket?
Yeah, this is all because a woman has divided the opinion of those online at the moment after she bought her nephew a winning lottery ticket, then she's asked for some of the cash. Now, she has done it tough. You know, she got laid off with her job due to COVID. You know, being unemployed, it's hard, you know, especially when you have a family. So she thought, you know what, my nephew won just over 50 grand. I'll ask him for some of the money. But people are saying, no, that's wrong. You can't ask him for any of the cash. And some are saying that he should just offer her some of the cash.
I'm on the side of the latter because I think, you know what, it's just the right thing to do. 10% as an unwritten rule. If she lost her job, going through a tough time, you know what, chuck her a couple of grand. Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of grand is one thing, but once you get up to 10% and more, I think when you give that, like, level of money, especially if it's a big lotto win...
It ruins friendships. I tell you what, I don't think it does. And I think you're just greedy. If you want a decent amount of a ticket from a ticket that I bought you, Crevo, I can't believe that you wouldn't give me a sniff.
I wouldn't.
Terrible.
I wouldn't.
And I think it's bad.
And if you expect that, don't give me a lotto ticket.
Yeah,
keep it for yourself.
No, only because I did the math then, right, while you were arguing. $50,000 minus 10% is 5 grand.
Did you have to get your calculator?
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure the math was right. That's not a lot. It's not breaking his bank when he's just made 45 grand. So 13-10-09, getting your thoughts. Should you share the lotto win if someone gives you the lotto ticket?
Jason.
We've got Jason on the line.
Hi. I think if you gave away a car and they won the car...
Yeah.
Well, you can say, well, I want to drive it on Mondays.
No.
Because that's 14% of the prize. Like, no, it's my car.
Exactly and right. Thank you, Jason. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Jason, it's different.
Common sense.
It's different,
so
Jason.
So, Jason, if I
You're
gave you...
away 10% of a prize because I let you win it.
How ridiculous,
no,
right?
No, I think it's doing a good deed. Like, you're getting that for nothing. So it's
you're
not like
insane.
You worked for it.
Canadian Jace, bloody tight ass. Who knew?
No, Jace, Canadian Jace, the man with common sense. That's what I'm saying.
I am.
Exactly.
Thank
Jason.
You.
Good. Listeners are allowed to have their own opinions, Jay.
Thanks, Jace. Let's go to Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, good, thank you. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think if somebody wins from a gift that they should share some?
Yeah, if it's a lotto ticket, that's our unwritten rule. If
Absolutely.
We buy someone a ticket, they have to give us some. And if we win because they've given us one, then we give them some.
If you want that kind of arrangement, join a syndicate.
No, but I think 10%, so $5 million, you'd be giving away 500 grand, which is peanuts.
Yep. Fair enough.
Peanut shells.
No,
that's nothing.
No, and do you know what? Idea.
Wouldn't you think, Crevo, wouldn't you sleep better at night knowing that you've not only had your life changed, but you're changing somebody else's life?
They could buy Maddie a house,
now,
a unit.
Here's the problem. I'm going to give you the evidence right now.
Why?
Right? If I give Maddie $1 million, right, say, from my $5 million, if I ring Maddie up and say, hey, do you want to come over for dinner or something?
Mm.
He's going to then feel obligated because I gave him $1 million.
No, he's not.
No, definitely
not. It changes the dynamic in a way that cannot be reversed.
So, Nicole, you reckon Crevo's overthinking that?
Yeah, totally.
So, look at you. You're not going to turn into a big fat moo cow and we all suckle off your teat once you get really rich, Crevo. Like, I'd still come over and hang out with you.
Well, no, it's different if I give you the money.
I don't think it is. But let's go to Josh. What are your thoughts on this, mate?
Well, I think because it's a random lottery ticket.
Mm. Yeah.
You're not going to know if you're going to win or not. So, given the fact that she just randomly brought a ticket and gave it to the nephew, he's just struck. Lucky one goal with it. So in fairness, I think he should, give the relatives some a bit of cash. A couple of grand, 5 grand, as I said before, I think that might be fair. Neither of them are going to know who's going to win anything.
Absolutely, Josh, absolutely. Wouldn't you just be filthy if you got your brother-in-law's key to scratch in, they won, and
if it was a life-changing amount... Mate,
if that was my auntie, who relative, and say, hey, mate, he's a lottery. I thought I'd buy a lottery ticket. Right, I scratch and think, oh, you only win $5 or something like that, like, as usual, like a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you get inside, you just won that a large figure.
Yeah. Do you buy a lot of scratchies, Josh?
Mate, I don't make a habit of it because I'm lucky to win a dollar off my bad luck's that good.
Oh, even better when you get the $2 free ticket back. Oh, good. Well, thanks for your calls, guys. See, most people, Crevo.
Yeah, I think you're on an island.
Know about the rule.
Except for me and Canadian Jax.
Nah, Jackson's on your side,
too. I was going to jump in here and say I'm with Crevo. Maddie, you talk about how would you sleep at night. Very comfortable because I'm going to spend your share that you expect on a very nice bed.
Really good mattress, too. Like the 1,000 count.
What's wrong with you people?
I don't know, Maddie. At least we're good-hearted and I know that we'd help each other out, dude.
Get an obsession with
get lost, please.
$5 million. You know what? Below anything, like $10,000 or above, I think you should give some coin.
Oh, mate, you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Like,
Don't ever buy me a present that's a lottery ticket, because if I win big, I will buy a billboard just to say you're not getting anything. Big letters up there.
That's
not
terrible.
Yours.
Never buy me a lotto ticket or scratchy.
Done. Oh, well, we'll just start buying each other lotto tickets, Maddie.
No, because I don't think you're
a man. When one of you two wins,
I would give him some money.
I don't trust you either.
Why?
You wouldn't give. You charge me for lifts. You ain't giving me.
I would.
Okay.
You know what? I make you charge for lifts because I would pay someone money if they were picking me up every day for work.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys,
that's another debate.
Let's lighten the mood with some monkey news. Right.
Okay.
So there's a couple of crazy stories. I'll give you a highlight. Some thieves have trained monkeys to get to carjack, so stealing cars from people.
That's incredible.
It's crazy, right? There's some of these monkey stories we've got next. We've got 2 minutes of pure monkey news.
It's New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You might think, why are you attacking monkeys? What do they have to do with anything?
Yeah, it's time for monkey news, which is a very rare segment on this show, but occasionally it's warranted, right?
There's always a few monkey stories out there in the world.
CJ, we always give you a hard time about your animal stories. Like, this is the type of animal stories we want.
Oh, please.
Okay, Jade, actually, you came up with the first of the monkey news stories.
I did, actually.
And I thought this is a perfect link. So the one you found was over in Germany, where 24 monkeys have escaped from the zoo all at once.
Yeah.
So they were doing some, like, construction work on the zoo, and there must have been, like, a gap in the fence. And, like, you know when teenagers try and get into a music festival and they all scale the little gap in the fence?
Yeah.
It was a situation like that. So they all escaped, and they were, like, the zoo people were chasing after them, couldn't catch them, and then, like, end of the day, they found them all just chilling out at the edge of a forest, just enjoying the nice sunny weather.
Good on them. Having
a
day.
I love monkeys.
I know. It's so good.
Do you know what, though? It astounds me. When I went over to Thailand, I went to Monkey Island.
Yeah.
These monkeys are crazy. And they're very scary. People are so dumb. They just let them crawl all over them.
Yeah, that's a no from me when they're, like, getting into your
personal
space.
They can be a little bit dangerous.
That's why Planet of the Apes is a rather scary movie.
Yeah, for sure. Let's
Talking monkeys, very scary.
Let's move over to India for story number two. This is a bit more scary. Apparently, this gang of thieves had trained monkeys to rob people who are in auto rickshaws. You know what? They're the, like the motorbike at the front with a little cabin at the back.
Yeah, yeah.
You see them in Thailand and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like sort of a converted motorbike into a mini taxi.
Huh.
So the key is with these, they're open at the back, so they've got like open windows, and they trained the monkeys when they came to like the traffic lights to reach their arm in and steal like wallets and stuff. So apparently they'd literally trained a gang of them who are going around stealing people's stuff in India.
Monkeys, like, I feel like it's their natural disposition, though, to steal things.
Grab it.
I mean, they don't really have to be trained all that much.
Well, they don't have money, so they're not used to paying for stuff. They just take what they want, right?
I think if there was going to be sort of a lord of the jungle, it would be a monkey. They say it's the lion. But
you reckon it's the monkey?
Well, really, monkeys are...
A lord. God, you're obsessed with England.
No.
Royalty.
But, no, they say the...
king of the jungle?
Yeah, king of the jungle, lord of the jungle, same thing. But the thing is, I think it would be a monkey at the end of the day because they've really got the most mischievous behaviour.
Well, that's very true. And it's a weird situation here because who do you put in jail? You can't put... The monkeys are the ones that technically stole the wallets.
Well, you put them into a zoo. It's equivalent.
But then the money is going to the thieves. It's a tricky one.
Well, you put the... I guess they're the monkeys in the zoo and the trainers in prison.
Because they're in possession of stolen goods.
Well, Jade solved it. There you go.
Very good. Well done, stuff. Jade.
You're welcome.
Monkey News, love that. Our news time up next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Makes the world go. 105 minutes commercial free is coming up next with Jackson. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A bit of Ava Max on the way. Do you know what? Her record company is starting to invest in her, so she doesn't look cheap anymore.
Really?
I'm really digging it. I think she's like...
They've sent her to a hairdresser and got the other side of her hair evened up. Yeah,
good. But you know how stars stop performing in Walmart car parks
yeah.
and they start performing on actual stages? This is where she's at now.
Good on her.
I'm proud of her.
Yeah, no, it's good.
But she could afford a sample in this song, which is always good, right?
This is my alarm in the morning.
Jesus.
You know, that's a really weird alarm to have.
I know, but it is.
Wow.
That's why you don't wake up.
I know.
The Goo Goo Dolls?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Classic, of course.
Vanessa Carlton as well.
We love Vanessa.
She's great. Hey, guys, Love It or Loathe It is up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topics. We'll do it after this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. I
don't care. New FM. Love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
This is where we get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on today's daily topic. And, guys, today it is doing your own home renovations.
Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Loathe it.
Love it.
I'm all about paying someone to
well,
do
no,
it.
But you have recently done it
You've
by
done
yourself.
I mean,
mostly got tradies to do it. I'm not actually putting up walls and stuff. I don't
You're getting
I don't
your
have
hands
that,
dirty.
I don't have that skill. I do like help out a little bit, but I don't have the building skills.
Mm. Yeah, but you can still love the idea of doing it. Ben and I removed our backsplash and we tiled our kitchen and we painted our
to be fair
kitchen
you're doing
cabinets.
It all yourself and it looks great.
To be fair, your kitchen looks good. I'm a little concerned, Crevo, because all we've been hearing about for the last few days is Jade's upcoming bathroom renovation.
Yeah, I think I've finally talked my husband Benny into going ahead with it. Finally, I had a meltdown.
I get nervous.
I just got sick of it. I was like, I'm sick of this vanity. I said, I'm sick of wiping the water down because the water keeps leaking. So I get a pool of water on my vanity and I'm the only one that wipes it off. I said, I'm done with it.
Life's big problems. I'll tell you what, though. I do worry when you say you'll do your own renovations, Jade, because I know you like to save a buck here and there.
Have some faith.
Jade has already started the demolition process, smashing some tiles in her bath with no real start date to the renovation. And this is where it all starts to go wrong, Jade.
No.
Because this is how half-finished renos begin.
That's not true. You have to... So, for those of you who've never seen my bathroom, my bath is raised. So, it was one of those... I think it was big in the 60s or 70s where you had a step and then you stepped into the bath.
Yeah.
So, we don't know what the plumbing was like underneath the bath, whether they raised the bath purely because there was no room for the plumbing. Turns out we smashed through one of the tiles last night so we could have a look. And yay! There's room for the plumbing, which is great. So we can now just, like, smash out the bath and redo the bathroom.
Question for you. You've lined up a whole heap of maids because that's the only way you'll hire a tradesman is if you know them and they'll do it for cheap. Have you actually asked them if they're available to do it?
No, and not because they'll do it for cheap, but I just, you know, we know some mates. We've seen their work. It looks pretty schmick.
Crevo, so
why wouldn't you give your mates the work over a stranger?
My point exactly, right? So you've just finished dealing with tradies. A lot of trades are booked out for 6 to 12 months.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot. The building game is really hot right now.
Here you are smashing up your bathroom without even asking them if they're available in the next 6 months.
You already know how to tile.
We know how to tile.
I think you'll be fine.
Tiling, Ben and I love tiling. I love the grout. I get off on it in a weird way. Like, I love getting the grout and smearing it on the wall.
Ignoring the detail. They probably won't be able to do it because they're probably up to business.
I think Jade's going to be able to do it all.
Thank you.
On your kitchen.
But hey,
if they
can do it on, what are those reno shows, like house rules and stuff
like
that?
Putting in a bathroom, Jade, is very different to tiling a splashback. Let me tell you.
After seeing Jade's kitchen, I've got full faith. I think you'll be fine.
Thanks, Crevo.
I'm amazed.
You'll be having all sorts of building issues and leaking and all that stuff.
Don't be such a pessimist, Matty.
You know what?
Glass half full. Jade,
I won't be coming to you, so you don't need to be worried.
Good. I'm not getting roped into that.
Except when it comes to paint discounts. She'll be coming to you.
Actually, can you put an outdoor paint indoors?
No, there you go. This is why she shouldn't do her own renos.
Well, I figured because it's already waterproof.
No,
I can't use it in the bathroom.
The special bathroom paint that you need.
Righto.
She was going to use that leftover fence paint.
Good luck with your reno, Jade. Hey, our birthday lotto is up next.
Yes. If you want to win $600 cash, maybe put it towards your reno, you want to play our birthday lotto, we pick a month at random. You're born in that month. Call the show on 13 1009. Right now, we're looking for babies born in...
October.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
We have $600 to give away, guys, for our birthday lotto. We're looking for a baby born, or baby, a human, born in October. You have to be over the age of 18.
If you're a monkey or a pig, you can't play.
No.
We're after, and we're meeting Helen, our contestant. She's from Thornton, a Libra, and is keen to go on Big Brother. Here's an interesting fact for you. Would love to live a day in the life of Maddie.
Now, what's making you
want to do that? The big celebrity lifestyle, the glitz, the glamour, that appeals to you, yeah?
Yeah, I just think it'd be fun to go on Big Brother. Maybe at the beginning, like when it first originally started. Now, maybe not.
Yeah.
And I just, I love Maddie's personality. I love all your personalities.
Oh, mostly
Maddie.
Sweet.
No, you can have a favourite.
Yeah, it's all right to have a favourite.
I'm a very boring person, actually, Helen. I think you'd be quite boring.
I don't think you would be. I don't think you would be.
Yeah, you're right. He plays it down, but really he's a bit living the big lifestyle outside of work.
Yeah. And you know what? Before you had your licence too, I'd love just to be not driving and for people to pick me up and drive me around.
Hey, exactly right. You're onto me, Helen.
Hey, he's got his licence. He still gets that.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
I'm not having a car. Switch the method.
We just wore him down with all the jokes.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Helen, if you like lazing around on the lounge with some cheap wine, I'm your guy.
Excellent. That's
spin these birthday balls.
All right.
600, come on.
Spinning. Here we go. I hope you were born on the 29th of October.
No, the 18th.
Ah, sorry, Helen, love you. Just give her the money. I'm into Helen. Thank you.
She loves you.
You're
number one fan.
Exactly,
guys. Give her the money.
Enjoy your day. Don't forget our flood relief beer still on sale. Yes. Sixbrewery.com.au. We'll catch up with them tomorrow and see where we're sitting, guys, with our target. I hope we get to 5K. That'd be a nice little package. If we're not far off.
Yeah, please keep buying the beer. It's $70 for a case. Every dollar goes to people who have lost, you know, their homes, all their electronic equipment, clothes, everything. They've lost a lot and they need your help.
So it's Styx, STYX, brewery.com.au.
That's right.
Excellent.
So just go there, buy it online. You'll see our little faces there.
Big show tomorrow, guys. Amy Shark is on the show. Big announcement for Newcastle. Also, Abby Chatfield is joining us as well.
Oh, Abby.
Yes. You got a present from Abby the other day, Jade. We have to talk to her about that. Yeah. Real interesting, that one.
Well, we'll tell you more about that tomorrow.
Real good box. Jackson, 105 commercial freeze on way.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
Dua Lipa. This is like the ultimate breakup song.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I do like it.
This in a while.
I wish I was a singer. How much better would it be to be like a singer when you break up with someone?
You can be anything you want, Jackson.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, my neighbours don't think so. Not at 3 a.m. when I'm in the shower.
Our City.
Our City, a song that me and Maddie debate about all the time, whether it's good or not.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
It's all right.
Sometimes. Like it.
Matthew, turn Jade's mic down. Vanessa Amorosi as well is coming up.
This is a great song.
Oh, Jackson loves Vanessa.
I'm not being sarcastic. It's actually really good.
All right, it's Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye.
See ya.
New FM. The Novo's Jade, Maddie and Crevo.